haven't posted in a while because I don't know. Not much to say. Don't become an actor. It'll kill you. And you're gonna spend most of your life waiting. And I don't mean waiting to be famous, I just mean waiting. I just, I'm at work right now. I had another callback this morning. In case anyone doesn't know, you have your audition, if you're lucky enough to get one. And then if they like you, they ask you to come back. And then if they like you from there, they put you on hold. And if they like you from there, maybe you'll get booked. Maybe you'll book the job. The last 2 months, I probably had 40 auditions. Sounds like a lot. It is. I probably had 7-8 callbacks and 4 holds. And I haven't booked anything. This is par for the course. Unless you know someone or you're the child of someone famous, you're pretty much looking at a 99.999% fail rate for everything you go out for. But you don't give up. Everyone tells you not to give up. Don't give up on your dreams. I'm so tired. I've been doing this for 22 years, 42 now. And I had a call back this morning. I got it yesterday for 1:30. And then I got a call at 7 in the morning to come to work. And I've been waiting for a work call. Because money. So then you get that decision. Do I gamble again? It's what this job is. This is like pathetic gambling, only with no returns. Do I come into work for a sure 300, 350, maybe if I'm lucky, if it's a long day, $400 as a laborer? Or do I say no and I go to that callback with a 99% chance to not get it and make, you know, $5,000 or whatever? This is the life. You want to be an actor, this will be your life. This will be your life, saying no to jobs, giving away your shifts, canceling plans, canceling trips, all for that chance, for that one gig. And I know, I've heard it my whole life. Nothing ventured, nothing gained, you know, a smooth sea never made a skilled sailor, all that crap. But the reality is, this is the reality. Unless you got rich parents or a lot of zeros in your bank account, eventually you're going to crumble, financially or mentally. So I had to do it. I had to send a message and saying, no, I can't make the call back. I have to go into work because I need money. I've been doing this for 22 years and I'm just so tired. I'm so tired of it and I don't want to give up. I always said I would never give up. But I'm not having fun anymore. This isn't fun. This is pain and torture. And you're just putting your life on hold. And everything just keeps getting more expensive. I live in Toronto, so if you have any idea, food, everything is just so expensive. And I want to look after the people in my life. I want to have a family, and I can't keep doing that by just wishing and waiting and hoping that that big break will come along. I'm just so tired and I can't do this anymore. So I chose to come into work. Feels good to earn a paycheck for the day, but yeah, it's hard, so hard. On the positive side, I saw Deadpool and Wolverine the other day. That was great. So much fun. What a laugh at the theater to see people care about what they're doing and put all that effort into something, and it came out so good. It made me so happy. If I give all this up, this chasing the carrot, I think I could still be happy. Just working a regular job. I always said I would never give up, but god damn. I don't know. Anyway. Listen to me, don't listen to me. This is just word to the warning. If you're not famous, or kids, the kid of someone famous, this is what you're in for. Putting your life on hold for 20 years, chasing something. And it doesn't matter how talented, how dedicated you are, it's just luck. It's all just luck. Having the right look, being at the right place at the right time, meeting the right person. And if you're like a nobody, you're just doing it all on your own. All on your own. I'm amazed I made it this far.